This is St. Louis Public Radio. Change has been a constant at the St. Louis Board of Aldermen recently, and even more is coming. There will be at least three new members all but elected in Tuesday's Democratic primaries, meaning about half of the 28-member board will have turned over in 2 years, and nearly everyone else has opponents. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports on three key races.
Tanya Finley McCaw was involved in St. Louis politics long before she moved to the 22nd Ward about 6 years ago, so it made sense that she'd get involved in her neighborhood.
And as I was seeing and talking to the residents, they wanted something new. Some of them don't even know who their alderman is.
It's easy to understand why Finley McCaw sees a path to City Hall from the ward in West Central St. Louis. Jeffrey Boyd, the 16-year incumbent alderman, came in fourth there when he ran for mayor in 2017. But Boyd says his supporters told him they voted for other candidates because they thought they had a better chance at winning. He's not worried about getting swept up in a wave of change and says he welcomes the diversity of opinions it's brought to the board.
I think we have a lot of younger aldermen down there. We have more women down there than we've had before. And I can appreciate it.
Kara Spencer was on the leading edge of that wave when she was elected in 2015 to represent the 20th Ward. It covers parts of four South St. Louis neighborhoods, including Dutchtown and Gravois Park. She ousted an incumbent who'd been on the board since 1995.
We have a huge amount of positive energy down at the Board of Aldermen. We're really looking at not just supporting positive change, but driving it. And that's, I think, been a shift.
But Spencer's challenger, Sonny Hutton, says aldermen are simply reacting to the work community groups have done.
I think about Action St. Louis and Arch City Defenders and the Bail Project and CAPCAR. Like, these are the groups that have been changing the narrative and actually leading the legislation on it as well.
Hutton is the community development manager at the Dutchtown South Community Corporation. Although she's on leave while she runs for office, she's using her work there to shape her campaign priorities. If she's reelected, Spencer may be eligible to chair a committee as a second-term alderwoman, a sign of just how much turnover there's been. The biggest change this year will come in the 18th Ward, where Alderman Terry Kennedy decided not to run again after 30 years in office. So much of what happens at City Hall is governed by seniority, and losing Kennedy's clout could be seen as a blow to the ward, which straddles Delmar north of the Central West End. But the Reverend Daryl Gray sees Kennedy's departure as a good thing.
One person said, "Is that really you on the flyer? Because we haven't seen anybody come through here." And that's not a slight to Terry. He didn't have to do that. His name spoke for itself. But what that brings is a level of complacency, too.
Judith Arnold, an urban planner, says she respects Kennedy, but also believes the ward will benefit from change. Jesse Todd, the longtime Democratic committeeman in the ward, is taking the opposite tack, emphasizing his ties to Kennedy. Elmer Ote, a social worker, and activist Jeffrey Hill, who is also known as Daruba Shakur, round out the ballot. In addition to upending the seniority list even further, the 2019 election could also tip the balance on key policy issues like development. Several of the candidates, including Arnold, would join a growing number of aldermen who oppose giving incentives in certain areas.
I just think that we really need to be careful when we have a developer. Just because he has deep pockets doesn't necessarily mean we just give it all away.
The next board may also vote whether to privatize the operations at St. Louis Lambert International Airport and to approve a Major League Soccer stadium west of Union Station. Hanging over everything is the proposed consolidation of St. Louis and St. Louis County. Every candidate interviewed objected to the current proposal, especially the fact that it will be voted on statewide. Many are also concerned that if approved, it would weaken Black political power in the region. Aldermen, however, have little ability to stop the change. And if it's approved, their jobs go away in January 2023. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.